Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It's not often we quote Shakespeare on the second captain's world service, and with good reason, if today was anything to go by.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him.
Not.
Horatio. Well. I was hoping for you to say well there.
Apologies to the bard on behalf of my colleague Murph. Hi, Murph.
Hey, Owen. See, I knew that it was not the line that everyone knows, but I just overthought it, because what I did there was I changed the meaning completely of the line.
Yeah.
When really, it's just
I've
no well at the end.
I've apologized to the bard of Avon.
Well, I'm not apologizing. I have nothing to apologize for.
Simon had a great chat with Conor Murray this week on the topic of, one of the topics of conversation was around Tadhg Byrne's play acting last weekend and the comparisons being made to the scourge of diving in football, the worst insult you can throw at a rugby player, of course.
Football is, that's why football, I love watching football, like always watch it when it's on, but like that's what makes it frustrating to watch when players go down and they're really theatrical, and it's just because I play rugby, that's not what we do, but there's a, like you said, it's probably a debate, because you know, if for instance, if I'm trying to defend and someone's like holding me back, and I know the space I'm supposed to be in is going to be left open, and that someone's going to get through there,
yeah,
I'm absolutely going to not squeal, but I'm going to try to get the ref's attention. Yeah. I'm not going to dive, but I'm just going to roar at the ref and say I'm being held, because this is just my point of view. If I'm being held and I know a fella's going to go through the hole I'm supposed to be defending, then I'm going to get the ref's attention because I'm being impeded, like someone's fouling me. Yeah. Whereas diving and rolling around and stuff isn't part of rugby. But look, I think the Tadhg incident, he got impeded legitimately, and it was a penalty. Mm. And again, look, you're just going to have to ask him how badly he was hurt.
Murray slams Munster teammate Tadhg Byrne. Probably misinterpreting that one slightly.
Slams the sport of association football, maybe.
More so. And we considered the place of the Aintree Grand National in the national sporting psyche with Malachy Clerken this week, who was very excited about the prospects of Tiger Roll winning back-to-back races this weekend.
Put it this way, Tiger Roll is so popular, it makes people feel okay that Michael O'Leary wins the bleeding Grand National. Because that's what it is. Like, because like, if he wins tomorrow, like there will be people, like if he's going up the run-in against your horse tomorrow and you're into racing, you'll be kind of half roaring for him
to win it.
And that's a Michael O'Leary fucking horse, you know? Like, so.
There was a lot of laughter on the World Services. A lot of that laughter was from today, actually. It was a hyperactive Friday podcast, and why not? Start of the month is always
Funny
the best
Friday?
Time.
Is that name already
Funny
taken?
Friday. Funny Friday's not taken. No,
I think
we can
do
copyright
do
that. Just ring the
maybe just like
copyright
once
office.
Once a month or something.
Once a month sounds good.
Get Brush Shields involved.
Yeah,
really go for it.
Seal Fox.
Sounds like a good. Sorry, you.
The start of the month is always the best time to sign up, because you get a full month out of it, and you can cancel at the end if you want. Of that, you can cancel at the end of April. It's no big deal. So just a €5 commitment. That's all we're asking.
Trying to be critical is going to be impossible.
Oh, that's coming up next week as well. Yeah, we've got Delaney in front of the Oroctus on Wednesday, which is set for a 6-hour grueler from what I hear. We'll bring the selected highlights of that
when
one.
When is it going to end, Robbie?
Maybe never. But listen, €5 commitment. That's all we're asking for. You're practically making money on this thing. Asterix. Members are not actually making money. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks for listening to this mini podcast ad. Podcast? I don't know what we call it. Have a good weekend.
For News Talk 106 Sport, I'm Owen McDevitt.
What is that? That's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.